Fun Boy Speaks, episode 497, A Fairer Deal.
One thing that T-Mobile USA seems to have been successful at is changing the industry. And John Ledger, their CEO, has definitely said he wanted to change the industry. And I think he can say that he really has changed the industry, because we're starting to see all the carriers essentially change in kind. I think they did the math and realized that it would be better for them to do it this way too. And so that's and what they're doing is, instead you can still get a subsidized handset, I think. Well, not with T-Mobile, but I think with all the other carriers you can still do it. If that's the way you want to go. But if you want to buy the handset up front, or you want to pay installments for the handset, which and T-Mobile and AT&T and Verizon and Sprint all have plans that do this now, you can actually get, and you have your separate fee for the service, and which, by the way, is now cheaper, right? If you want to do this with these handset upgrade programs that you may have to join, not necessarily with T-Mobile. I mean, you can do that separately if you'd like, but they have these handset upgrade programs where you basically pay the handset off in installments rather than have it be just baked into the price of your service. And lo and behold, you can actually if you pay off the handset, then your monthly cost goes down. What a novel concept. And I think this is not only good for the mobile phone service industry, but it's also good, I think, for handset makers, because now when we can start seeing what the true cost of the handset is, maybe you don't want to buy the $700 iPhone or Samsung Galaxy S5, right? I mean, maybe you want to get a cheaper phone that meets your needs, and if you can't buy the handset up front, maybe you get a lower monthly payment, because instead of getting the $700 phone, you're getting a $200 phone. So I think this is good for the industry as a whole, and AT&T's earnings report, which is what's prompted me to talk about this. It's bearing out for AT&T at least, and it's certainly been bearing out for T-Mobile. They've been growing at a much faster rate than they've been in a long time, and that's great. And I think I think the other carriers are seeing similar results, right? It looks like the prices have come down, and they have come down, but I think they're still making about the same amount of money per user. So nobody's hurting really as far as profitability and such. So this is great. I mean, obviously, I think we need to have more. I could see lower prices, but I think and then there's some other practices that need to change, like handset locking. Hey, even Sprint is deciding that sometime next year that handsets can be unlocked. They'll ship handsets completely unlocked, kind of like what Verizon's doing now. But I think it's great that there's all these changes coming, and they're actually somewhat pro-consumer, and consumers that are smart enough to be able to do the math and understand that, okay, maybe I pay a little bit more up front, but my overall cost is cheaper. Actually, the carriers are finally getting with the program. I've been wanting them to do this forever. So it's fantastic to see. I look forward to hopefully more changes. I wonder what other changes John Ledger has up his sleeve, on carrier this, that, and the other.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.